And Chris, thanks so much for the time. Well, yesterday was something, huh? Walk-off home run in the ninth inning. Mitchell Kelly wins it for you guys over Cobleskill. How fun was that?
You know, as our first home game of the year, we've been on the road for 14 games, and just to come out on top on a walk-off home run by Mitch was just kind of an incredible experience to kind of witness it. I mean, it was just a fun time, fun game all around.
What kind of boost or spark does a win like that in that fashion provide for your third straight?
Well, right now we're going into conference play now, so that was a big game to be played. We kind of had like 6 days off, so you know we really wanted to get out on the field, play a game against another opponent rather than ourselves. But yeah, that game was definitely helpful for us going into conference.
Well, you guys are now 8-7 so far on the season, and you've had some ups and downs so far to begin the season. So let's dive into that a little bit. What's been some good things that you liked, and what are some of the things that maybe you guys hope will improve upon as the season continues?
Some of the things I like are, I mean, we just come as a team during games at points. Like, even if we're down, like, we want to come as a team. We, you know, one person can't do it all. I mean, that's the game of baseball. Baseball is just so hard to, it can change at any moment, you know. Yeah. But what I like to see better is, you know, first pitch strikes from our pitchers. I know they've been doing pretty well, but definitely first pitch strikes starting with a hitter, because that can definitely change an at-bat.
And that trip to South Carolina was no joke. You played Marietta a couple of times. They're a really good team. You've seen Salisbury, Johns Hopkins, Susquehanna, you've had some really good competition to begin the season. What kind of lessons have you learned from games like that early on here?
Well, we know we have to play to our full potential, and because when we don't, it can go downhill real quick. But, you know, if we play to our full potential and play how we know we can play, then I'm sure we can come out on top in a lot of our games.
Chris Bonacci with us here on BTL, a sophomore outfielder for the SUNY Cortland baseball team, the Red Dragons, 8-7 on the season, coming off an 8-7 win yesterday against Cobleskill. We've got to talk about you for a couple of minutes, because what you're doing at the plate to start the season has been absolutely ridiculous. You're on this 11-game hitting streak. You hit safely in, what, 14 of the first 15 games of the season. How are you feeling at the plate, and what has maybe been your approach at the plate so far?
I've been feeling pretty good at the plate. I mean, I'm seeing the ball well out of the pitcher's hand, just all together. But my approach at the plate is kind of, you know, clear the mind. Just don't really think about doing too much. You know, I mean, that's about it.
Did it take any time to get into this groove, or do you feel like you've been kind of locked in since the season first began here?
Well, I think it kind of started all last year when we lost two games on our field in regionals. And that kind of just had a bitter taste in my mouth, and I'm sure in all of my teammates' mouths too that have came back. But I think it just started last year.
Your on-base and OPS are both big numbers too. How do you embrace the role that you seem to have of getting on base, but also making things happen on the base paths, because you've done some really good things on there too?
I mean, if I get on base, I'm just trying to create chaos as much as possible, try and get the pitcher out of its groove and kind of help my teammates at the plate, kind of like work a walk or something, maybe get the pitch count up.
You had a lot of appearances last year, only a handful of starts. What's allowed you to have this starting role to where you're really flourishing so far?
I mean, I don't know. I just kind of take it game by game, and it's just one game at a time right now. It's all we can do.
Sure, I get it. We're with Chris Bonacci here on BTL, a sophomore outfielder for the SUNY Cortland baseball team. Red Dragons now 8-7 on the season, getting a nice win against Cobleskill yesterday, an 8-7 final there. Last year, there were a lot of seniors and a lot of grad students on the roster. This year, there are a ton of underclassmen, including yourself. How quickly have you and your teammates had to adapt to not just starting roles, but even sort of leadership roles in a sense?
I mean, last year I, you know, looked up to all those upperclassmen that were playing, and, you know, Scotty Giordano, I was kind of behind him, and I just looked at how he was playing too, because he was a great player, and I just kind of took that into account and kind of backed him up and kept his career going, kind of thing, you know.
Definitely. Somebody like him, somebody like a James Varian, whoever it may be, what were some of the things that you learned from those guys at this young age that you've really embraced onto here in your sophomore season?
That no matter if we're down in a game and no matter how many runs it is, we'll never give up. We'll always fight till the end.
I love it. Chris Bonacci with us here on VTL, sophomore outfielder for the SUNY Cortland baseball team. The Red Dragons 8-7 on the season, back at it here for a three-game series against Oswego on Friday and Sunday. This is our first time chatting, so I'd like to know what brought you to SUNY Cortland to begin with.
I wasn't really looking at a lot of colleges, and then Coach Brown reached out to me and wanted me to come visit, so I did, and I just loved everything about it. I mean, I'm only 35 minutes away from home or so. I can go home whenever. And just that this program is a winning program, and they're just putting up fight after fight in each game.
Obviously, things are going to get really, really busy for you and the team over these next couple of months. So many games in such a short amount of time. How do you handle what's a really busy and hectic schedule, and especially considering we deal with some wacky weather around here? How do you balance all of that and really try to take things one game at a time?
I mean, it's really just taking it one game at a time, one weekend at a time. It's going to be challenging for sure. I mean, we've been through a lot. I mean, we've traveled almost every weekend so far, and we just got back from our spring trip like last week, but I think we're in good condition to do this much baseball.
Well, here you guys are the next couple of weeks at home, so you'll get a chance to enjoy it here with all of these games coming up over there at Wallace Field. So, hey, Chris, it's been a great start to the season for you. Really appreciate a couple of minutes here. Thanks so much for the time. Keep it up. Can't wait to see how these next couple of months go for you and the guys. Thanks so much for the time, okay?
Yeah, thank you for having me.